For weeks now, young performers at skating clubs across the state have been perfecting a routine for the championship's opening ceremony that will be on national television. On this early morning at Greensboro's Summit Skating Club, about 30 girls of every age and stage glide in graceful unison across the ice. Their choreographer, Lance Travis, detects a few uneven turns, so he stops the music to demonstrate a few quick drills.
Remember what you just did, and let's carbon copy that
exactly.
And do it again.
Travis is a former national champion who also happens to be a Greensboro native. As a young competitor, he had to leave North Carolina to train in New York and California. Now his sport's most prestigious national competition is taking place in his hometown.
It's incredible. I mean, it's something that I would have never dreamed would ever actually come to Greensboro. Like, I just never thought it would maybe be possible.
Travis says it's been great to see figure skating grow in popularity in North Carolina over the last decade. And he says the event will boost the local economy, too.
It's certainly going to mean, you know, like a possible $23 to like $26 million influx of income and into the local economy, which should be nice. I mean, it's a huge event.
That's one of the reasons why local and state officials lobbied so hard to bring the national competition to Greensboro. Kim Strabel is the president of the Greensboro Sports Commission, which helps bring sports competitions to the city.
This is being tabbed as the largest spectator event in Greensboro, Greensboro Coliseum, since 1974 when they hosted the NCAA Final Four. We hope in excess of 100,000 total ticket sales for the event.
But getting the event to come to North Carolina wasn't cheap. Communities bid to host it, and if they're chosen, they have to pay several million dollars up front to the U.S. figure skating governing body. Attorney Hill Caro heads a sports management company that paid the bill.
The bulk of that money has to come from ticket purchasers, which is always a scary thing because you just never know, you know, given the weather or, you know, economic circumstances, what's going to happen in terms of being able to drive interest and create ticket sales. The second highest level of revenues, it comes from sponsorships.
Caro says the response from local and national companies has been very positive. About 40 pitched in to support the championship. Now organizers say the big challenge is to make sure everything runs smoothly, from shuttle buses to performance schedules. Henry Fourier heads the Greensboro Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
An event of this magnitude and significance on your event resume certainly helps you down the road to get other events. I think this will open the door for a new market.
Fourier says if figure skating officials are pleased with the venue and have a good time, they'll be more likely to bring back their business. But that's not what the skaters of Greensboro's Summit Skating Club are thinking about, including 17-year-old Anna Berger.
I know some people who are coming, and it's really exciting.
Rachel Thompson is 9 years old.
It makes me want to work harder to be able to actually be up there someday if I could.
The Greensboro Coliseum is allowing free admission to watch the competitors' practice sessions on ice. Berger and Thompson say they're thrilled to have the opportunity to watch their idols in action. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.